These days, at harvest festivals and county fairs, you can find green thumb growers showing off the fruits of their labor, local produce grown with care and pride. And can anything be more worthy of a boast than a delectable tomato ripening on the vine right in your own backyard? Especially those heirloom varieties, the ones with odd shapes, colors, and names to match. There are the Tommy Toes, tiny as grapes, Brandy Wines, deep red as a glass of Cabernet, and Banana Legs, yellow and yummy. Living on Earth's Jeff Young was curious about one of his favorites, a tomato with an especially peculiar name, and he discovered a story behind it as colorful as the fruit itself.
Where I grew up, in West Virginia, old-timers called them mortgage lifters. They're tasty without being acidic, and the flattened pinkish fruits get big, really big. I'm talking a pound or two apiece. The best of them carried a longer name, Radiator Charlie's Mortgage Lifter Tomato. I often wondered about that name. So did Jeff McCormick. McCormick runs a seed catalog company from his home in Charlottesville, Virginia. He specializes in rare lines of heirloom plants and seeds passed down through families and friends.
But you know, when it's being passed down in a family for 200 years, there must be something good about it.
In the mid-80s, McCormick got his hands on some tomato seeds and a heck of a story. It came in the form of a scratchy old tape recording of a conversation between Ed Martin of Virginia and his grandfather, the originator of the mortgage lifter tomato.
I'm sitting at 860 Lee Street talking to my grandfather, M.C. Biles, and he'd get mad if anybody said it was Marshall Cletus Biles.
Marshall Cletus Biles preferred to go by M.C. or just Charlie. The tape is tough to hear. Cars, trains, and at one point an ice cream truck interfere, but it rewards the careful listener. Martin tries to keep his granddad on topic. He wants to know the origin of the mortgage lifter tomato.
That's a heck of a tomato. Well, look, didn't you tell me there were five tomatoes that made that thing?
Biles talks about the tomato all right, but not right away. He wanders in his recollection, as 85-year-olds are wont to do. He talks about cars he's owned, jobs he's worked, places he's lived. And what emerges is the story of a truly remarkable life. The grandson asks how Charlie got started with gardening. Biles tells him it was when his mother sent him to work in the cotton fields of North Carolina. He was 4 years old.
Brother come out and says, come out, Mama. I said, what do you want? Say, you're going to work. I'm too little to work. No, you're not. Had to go out and start picking cotton.
As a young man in the National Guard, Biles took up wrestling. Got so good, he went on a wrestling tour of towns in Appalachia, where it's called wrestling. The pay was a dollar for every minute he lasted in the ring.
Which he did. If he didn't throw you in 10 minutes, he'd give you a dollar a minute. And I never lost very few times.
Biles learned to pilot small planes and flew airmail routes. He loved fixing planes and inventing things. He once came up with a new kind of garden tiller, but didn't think to get a patent. He found business success as an auto mechanic in the rugged hills of Logan, West Virginia, where heavy coal and timber trucks constantly blew out radiators, grinding up the steep grades.
And I think that's where he acquired his name, Radiator Charlie.
That's seed saver Jeff McCormick.
Incidentally, the shop was located at the foot of a large mountain where the trucks had to roll back down the mountain to his shop after the radiator blew.
Location, location, location. He sounds like the classic American tinkerer.
Exactly. And the beauty of it is that he did this all without formal education.
Well, I've always had a mind of doing things that nobody else couldn't do. I've never been to school a day in my life, but anything I ever wanted to do, I've done it.
Sometime in the early 40s, Radiator Charlie Biles wanted to build a better tomato. You remember this is a story about a tomato, right? Well, this is how he did it.
What he did is take 10 plants and put in a circle and put one in the center.
McCormick has studied this part of the tape carefully and says Biles invented an unorthodox but elegant system.
Well, he started with four varieties of tomatoes, and he placed a tomato called German Johnson in the center of a ring of 10 tomatoes. All these tomatoes were the largest seeds he could find in the country at the time. So he would go around to the other tomatoes, collect pollen in the baby's ear syringe and squirt it on the flowers of the German Johnson, and then he would save the seed
and put it on one in the center.
After 7 years, he felt he had a stable tomato with all the qualities he was looking for. And once he satisfied with that, he never worked with any other tomato plants, did any other plant breeding, but he really ran with it after he developed it.
Ran all the way to the bank. Turns out Radiator Charlie Biles had quite a knack for marketing and sold tomato seedlings for $1 apiece, a lot of money for a little plant in those days. He sold enough of them to pay off the mortgage on his house.
I didn't pay but $6,000 for the home, and I paid most of it off for the tomato plant.
So there you have it, Radiator Charlie's mortgage lifter tomato. McCormick says the story is more than just a good yarn. When he put it in the seed catalog, it attracted curious gardeners who grew the tomato, saved the seed, and, perhaps unwittingly, helped keep the strain alive. A small victory for preserving genetic diversity at a time when most agriculture is heading toward a homogenized industrial scale. And McCormick finds something else of value in these seed stories, something a little harder to pin down.
What I'm trying to do is also sort of save the soul behind these seeds, the thin line that extends from one generation to another. And the people are connected with the seeds. Culture and agriculture are inexorably intertwined. They're like two sides of the same coin.
MC Radiator Charlie Biles died at the ripe old age of 97. At the time of his talk with his grandson, he had already outlived many of his friends and family. He wondered aloud why he had lived so long.
Lord left me here all these years for some purpose. I don't know what it is.
Maybe it was that tomato.
Maybe it was that tomato. And maybe that's not so bad. For Living on Earth, I'm Jeff Young in Charlottesville, Virginia.
To see pictures of Radiator Charlie and his mortgage lifter tomato, and to learn more about heirloom seeds, visit our website, livingonearth.org. That's livingonearth.org. And yes, tomatoes are a fruit.
When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cemetery. Out in the garden, be much better, and I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love.